Okay, we are on Daf Zion. Today's Daf Zion. We're on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis. We're by 7 lines from the bottom. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva, yesterday there was a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. How we evaluate. One second. There was a machlokas yesterday between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, how we evaluate the Meitav Sadehu. When you're paying from the best, whose best do you pay from? Do you pay from the best of the Nizik or the best of the Mazik? And that was a machlokas, and Rabbi Akiva said that we pay from the Nizik. And then Rabbi Akiva said, "I'm sorry. Yes. You pay from the. I'm sorry. You pay from the mazik. You pay from the mazik's best. The mazik has to give his best to the nizik. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it was very complicated. We ended up saying it depended when there's only a certain number of fields. Okay. And then Rabbi Akiva said, just like hektish, kal v'chomer to hektish. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Kal v'chomer to hektish." So, Rabbi Akiva Omer, as Rabbi Akiva said yesterday, Lo b'hakosuv el gavos l'nizikin min idiyas. We only make the mazik pay idiyas to the nizik. Kavachomer lehektish, a kavachomer to hektish. My kavachomer lehektish. What kind of kavachomer? What's the kavachomer lehektish? What does that mean? We said we'll explain it today. Here we go. Ilema, if it means denagach torah didon l'torah dehektish, that one of our oxen damaged an ox that belongs to Hektish. Sharei Ehu Amarachmana. The Torah says, Sharei Ehu. Only the Shar of your friend. Velo Sharei Shal Hektish. Hektish doesn't pay at all. You don't pay Hektish at all if you damage Hektish. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Sharei Ehu. Rashi points out over here, Vehu Adin L'chol Sha'ar Nezikin. It's the Rashi of Sharei Ehu Rachmana, right? The Yimnagach Shor Shal Hektish Potter. If you damage the Shor of Hektish, you're Potter. For Hu Adin L'chol Shar Nezikin She'im Mazik Es HaHektish Potter. If you're Mazik Hektish, you're Potter. Rashi there is undermining Tosas' question. Tosas asks, right across the way on the Sharei Ehu, Tema, for looking at Bashin V'Regel Shehizik Es HaHektish, maybe it should be true that if you have Shein or Regel, you should be Chayiv. Why? Because there's no such word by Ehu, by Shein and Regel, only by Karen. So Rashi says, Hu Adin. You're right. The word Rei Ehu is only written by Karen. We're going to look at the Pasuk in a second. The word Rei Ehu is only written by Karen. So Tosas Akasha, well, what about Shein and Regel? What if you damage the field of Hektish? You should be Chayef to pay. Right? So Rashi says, Hu Adin. Then Rashi says, wait a minute. How does Hektish have a field? So Rashi says, Lishan Achmina, how does Hektish even have a field? If the field belongs to the Kohen as a Cherub property, that's called a private individual. Lishan Achmina, L'hachi nakat shor Hektish v'lo mukila b'achilis behemto sode shehektish. Mishon d'lo mishkachas lo. That's very unusual. It's very unusual for Hektish to have a field. And it's even very unusual for an animal to damage Hektish's field. Why? If somebody donated a field to the Kohanim as a Cherub, kisadeh hedyadami. It's like a stehedjit. The leko lemeimar kavachomer to Hektish. That would be no kavachomer to Hektish. Even though it's true, the only reason that Kahanan has such a benefit is because they serve in the Beis HaMikdash. That doesn't make this field Hektish. You're giving it to the Kahanan. They don't have a parnasa. They don't work. They don't have any land. They weren't given any land from the Yerusha. What do they have? Nothing. They have the mountainous kahuna. That's all they have. That's all they have to live. So we made a special din. The Torah said you can give them fields too. You can donate. That's considered private property. If somebody donates a field to Hektish for Berak Abayis, or Hektish should redeem it, Padula Alter. Hektish used to sell it right away. What if Hektish was busy with fields? Well, they're not in the field business. They're in the basic Hektish business. So what are they busy with fields? So if somebody wanted to donate a field, Hektish would sell it right away. So how does Hektish have to have a field? The whole thing's not even Shayach, Shein and Regel by Hektish. Shein and Regel by Hektish. The only way that can happen is there's a field. And as Rashi points out, there is no field. So two reasons why Tosas is Kasha, not a Kasha. First of all, hu adin. Sense of ikar. We always do that. We apply all the many of the dinim to all the avos. And second of all, it's very unlikely. Very unlikely. So what's the standard case? Shor damages a shor that belongs to Hekdesh. Can't say this pasuk of Shor Yehi without mentioning the Eben Ezra. It's unbelievable Eben Ezra. The pasuk says, V'chiyigath Shor Ish es Shor Re'ehu Vames. Right? What does that mean? Your shor will damage your friend's shor. Right? So it says, V'chiyigov Shor Ish es Shor Re'ehu. Your shor will damage your friend's shor. That's not how the Eben Ezra learned the pasuk. The Eben Ezra said, listen to this. Amar ben Zuta. Ki re'ehu tor l'shor v'lo ro'a ki shor ish samachu. V'chein, oh here it is, v'chein. Hu shor re'ehu. Meaning, this person, this ben Zuta, darshened, that it means that the friend's shor, the shor's friend. When a shor will damage his friend. That's how this ben Zuta learned that pasuk. Ki yigov shor ish, when a shor will damage, and shor re'ehu, his friend. Right, the shor will damage his own friend. That's how this Ben Zuta learned this pasuk, learned pshat in this pasuk. The Ebenezer quotes him. Listen to this line: "The ain l'shor reya rak Ben Zuta levado," and shorim don't have friends except for Ben Zuta, who's dashed in the pasuk like that. Right? You can't. That's an Ebenezer. That's an Ebenezer. You can't have that pasuk and not quote that Ebenezer. Anyway, so getting back to Bava Kamad Avzayin, which is not an easy daf. So therefore, that can't be what Rabbi Akiva meant. That's not what Rabbi Akiva could have meant. Right? Couldn't have meant that. Because there is no chiv if you damage someone else's shor. There is no chiv. So what did he mean? Ella. He meant as follows. La'omer, if someone says, Hare alai mone lebeda kabayas. I'm going to donate money to the beda kabayas. I'm donating money to the Beis HaMikdash. The Asi Gizbar v'shakel me'idiyas. I have to then pay idiots. Right? What do we say? What do Rabbi Akiva say? You have to pay idiots from the Mazik's possessions. Right? Kal v'chomer de hektish. What does that mean? So you know what it meant? If someone wants to donate something to the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Gizbar comes knocking on the door, we heard you donated a field, you have to give the Beis HaMikdash idiots. Just like you have to give a Nezek idiots, so too you have to give a Beis HaMikdash idiots. That's the Rabbi Akiva meant to say. Lo yehei ela balchov u balchov. I'm sorry. Akasha, I'm sorry. Hare le model ben kabayis, the Asi Gizra v'shakal me idiots. So the Gemara asks, Lo yehei ela balchov. It should be no different than a balchov. It should be no different than a balchov. Right? You owe the money. You promised Hektish to donate it. You owe the money. V'lo u balchov bebenis. And a balchov is only bainanus. Why do you have to give idiots? Right? Says the Shita Mikubetz. But when the Shita Mikubetz asks, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asks, but we always find many places Hektish is more machmir. Right? Hektish is always more machmir. So would it be so far-fetched to say that Hektish have to give idiots? Would that be so far-fetched? That would not be far-fetched at all. So, to Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz answers, really the halacha is, when you owe money to somebody, you can really give zeburius. You can give the cheapest, the junk. But, people wanted to encourage lending. They wanted to encourage lending. And if I lend you money, and you're going to pay me back junk, I'm not going to want to lend you. So the Chacham made a gzeira. The Chacham made a gzeira. Pay back bainanus. They'll encourage lending. The best. Pay back the mid-level. Guy will lend money, get back mid-level, he's very happy. That whole concern doesn't apply by Hektish. What, Hektish is not gonna donate? The whole thing doesn't apply. So really, Hektish should be, you could pay Hektish zeburius. You say you're donating a field to Hektish, Hektish can give Hektish the cheapest. The whole concern doesn't apply. Right? Oh, Hektish is more machmir, we're gonna make you give back the mid-level. But to give back the high level, that to go from the cheapest to the best, to skip two levels, that's unheard of. So therefore, the Gemara asks, it should be like Bainanus. Hektish is better. Hektish is better. You're getting Bainanus. There's no reason for that at all. Only reason is, because Hektish. So the Gemara says, and if you want to tell me, Sav Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds, Kol Balchov Nami Be'idias, that every Balchov gets, maybe he holds like that. Every Balchov has to get back the best. Why? Because you want to encourage lending. So pay back the best. Their people will be very, very eager to lend. They're going to get back such good stuff. Iklamifrach. That's the problem. Mala Balchov, you know, Balchov is very different. Shekein yofa kocha b'nezakin. A Balchov, if you damage a Balchov, some kind of damage goes on, the Balchov is going to get paid. He's going to take you to Besdin. Tomar behektish shehura kocha b'nezakin. Behektish, there's no such thing. You're not chayv if you damage hektish. You're putter. Shori Ehud says, only your friend. Not hektish. Hektish not your friend. So then it can't be. So the Gemara says, you know what? La'olam, really, the Nagach Torah didon la'Torah the hektish. Really, the case is, what did Rabbi Akiva mean? Rabbi Akiva said, when you damage somebody, you pay idiot. Kavachom la'hektish. What do you mean by that? He did mean, if one of your oxen damages one of Bezin's oxen. Ah, the Pasuk says, Rei Ehu, you're not chav, you damage one of Bezin's oxen. He learns it differently. Udikakashalach, Shori Ehu Rahmana v'lo shor shel hektish. What about the kasha, only your shor, not hektish shor? Rabbi Akiva Tzavalakir Shur Ben Menasya. Rabbi Akiva holds like Rashur Ben Menasya. Who's that? He's a Tana, the Tanya. Rashur Ben Menasya Omer. Shor Shal Hektish. Shenogach Shor Shal Hedyot. If a Hektish Shor damages your Shor, Potter. Hektish is Potter. Hektish is always going to win here. Shor Shal Hedyot. If a Shor of a Hedyot, Shenogach Shor Shal Hektish. If your Shor damages Hektish's Shor, then, bein tam, bein muad, l'shalim, nezek shalim. You pay full damage. So Rashi says, so what it says in the Torah, shorei ehu, that if you damage your shorei ehu, that's only how does Rashi say it? Ukadarish le, I'll read it, it's in the third line, skinny line. Ukadarish le, lirei ehu hachi. Here's how he's going to read the word reyehu. Shor shorei ehu, hu tichihu mazek tam, lo mashalim alechati nezek. When you damage your friend, that's when a tam pays chatzi nezek. Aval imazik shor shel hektish, mishalim mazik nezek shalim. Vafilu tam, you're gonna pay full price. Okay, so he forces the reyehu into one specific case. And beinachinami, if you damage hektish, you are chayev. And how do you have to pay back? Idiots. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. If that's all true, ihachi. If that's all true, Rabbi Shlomo, Rabbi Akiva. Yesterday we had such a hard time figuring out what exactly are they arguing in, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And we said, Rabbi Shmuel is talking about a specific case where you, the Mazik, have both, and the Nizik only has one, and yours is worth equally. How do you give it? So complicated. And much more simple. Ihachi, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, Mimai, the Idi is the Nizik, the Buri is the Mazik, Hamifugi. Why are they arguing in a case where the Idios of the Nizik equal the Zburis of the Mazik? Why? That was what we said they're arguing in. Much more simple. Pligi, that's what they're arguing. Dilma, maybe the Kuliyama, but the Nizik Shaminon. Everybody will agree. You evaluate it on the basis of the Nizik, even though that's not Pashup Shat. The Hacha, and over here, Beplukta during Shurim Menasya, Rabbanatim Mifligi. They're arguing over the whole dinner of Shurim Menasya. Rabbi Kiva Sava Kershurim Menasya. Rabbi Kiva holds like that, and therefore, if you damage Hektish, you will be Chayiv. And Rabbi Yishmael Sava Kerabanon, and the Yishmael holds the Rabbanon. So the Gemara is going to say it's impossible to say that that's what the Machlokas is about. And it's not about Idias anymore. It's not about Metav Sadehu. It's about Hektish. That can't be. Why? It's a very weak Havamin that even suggested it. Why? Three reasons. Im Kain, first of all, what does it mean, Lobahakasav? Rabbi Shmuel said that you pay from the value of the Nizik. And Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, no, Lobahakasav, the Pasuk only comes to tell you the other way. If they're arguing in Hilchas Kachim, Hilchas damaging Hektish, what does Rabbi Akiva mean by that? He agrees with him by making a statement. The Pasuk only comes, Rabbi Shmuel, I must disagree with you. Loba Kasav Ella dot dot dot. What do you mean by that? He agrees with him. That can't be. But also, my Kavachom ala Hektish. So what did Rabbi Akiva mean when he said, you have to pay from the Mazik, Kavachom ala Hektish? What do you mean Kavachom ala Hektish? He agrees with him, Yishmael, and the whole thing is very difficult. But also, Homer of Ashi. Rav Ashi says, you know what? Tanya behead you. We learned from Beferish and Abraisa that, like the way we said all along, it's true. Meitav sadehu, meitav karma yishalim. Meitav sadehu shel nizik, u meitav karma shel nizik. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer, meitav sadehu shel mazik, meitav karma shel mazik. Okay? So therefore, that it was a good suggestion. It's not true. They argue in the case of the Nizik and the Mazik, and it's a separate, unrelated thing that Rabbi Akiva holds that he learns by Yehu differently, like Rashi Ben Asya, and the Hektish, you're not going to be Potter, really. Only going to be Potter if Hektish damages. Hektish will be Potter. You will not be Potter. Okay, next. Now, we've been saying all along that there's such a thing as meitav. You have to pay the best. However, Abai is going to come along and say, I have a stira in Pesukim. Because the Pesuk, see, among the two dots on Zayin and Aleph, there's a stira in Pesukim. Because the Pesuk's going to say, Romi le Abai lo Rava. Abai says to Rava, wait a minute. See if it says, Meitav Sadehu, Meitav Karmo Yeshalim. It says in the Torah, when you damage somebody, you have to pay the best. Meitav in, the best, yes, good, Midyachwina lo. To pay not the best, you're not allowed to do that. You have to pay the best. Vihatanya, but we learnt, it says in the Torah, Yashiv. That pasuk is in Parshas Mishpatim, and it says, Bal habor yishalem keseth, Yashiv labailov. What does that mean? Bal habor yishalem keseth, labailov. What's Yashiv labailov? There's an extra word there. So the Gemara learns out from that extra word that you can even pay shava keseth, even junk. Even junk. Right? So wait a minute. One pasuk says meitav, one pasuk says junk. What's going on? V'atadiyah, it says yashiv, l'rabos, shava kesef, kekesef, v'afilu subin. Subin is brand, the animal food. You can give cat food. I owe you money, here's cat food. Right? What am I going to do with cat food? I can pay you back, shava kesef. I'll give you $1,000 worth of cat food. I can do that. Alright, well, that's not meitav. The Gemara is going to answer way at the bottom of Amud Beis that one's talking about metaltolin and one's talking about karka. If it's metaltolin, you can give cat food. Why? Because there's always a market for everything. Everything in the world has a market. Right? Everything in the world, someone will buy it. Somebody wants something. Cat food? Someone's going to buy cat food. I don't have a cat, but someone does. Someone's going to buy coarse bran. I wouldn't, but somebody will. There's a market for it. Land has to be made tough. That's going to be the final answer way at Amud Beis. Until we get there, we have a lot to go. So first we have a stira in the Pesukim. It says Yashiv, which means anything, and Meitav means only the best. So the Gemara answers, Lo Kasha, not a Kasha. Kan Midaito. One is Midas. Kan Balkarcha. One is when it's against your will, says Rashi. It's the Rashi of Midaito. Halfway before the lines get wider. E Mishalim Le Mazik Nisko Midaito. If the Mazik wakes up on his own and says, "Oh, I ruined the guy's field. I did some damage, and I'm a decent person. Delo atruchile letzoko lo bebezdin, and I don't want to make the guy schlep me to bezdin. I did a mistake. I did a nezek. Then you know what? Shakel subin. I'm allowed to give him the junk. I can give him subin. Avol e ani wrote to Mazik l'shalim nitzko l'nezek ela bebezdin. But if he only forces, he only is waiting for bezdin to take you to bezdin. The heino bar karcha. I'm not paying you. You want money out of me? Sue me. Bring me to bezdin. If bezdin paskins against me, I have to. What can I do? I'm not going to go against bezdin. I'm not paying you on my own. Then ani l'shalim ela kesef. You only have to pay kesef. Asks the Shita Mikubetzes. Yeah. Inside? Yes. Mazik Nisko Midaito. If the Mazik realizes on his own, hey, I played ball with my kid. I threw broke my neighbor's window. The ball hit the neighbor. I should pay him for that. I'll call him up and I'll ask him, how much does the window cost? $100? Here's $100 worth of cat food. Paying you. See, I'm not being my triachin to go to bed, take me to bed, so I'm going to pay on my own. Right? Then, Dilachuche, let's all go love the best. And then Shakel Subin. I can give him the Subin. I can give him cheap stuff. Aval in any ano rotel hamazik l'shalim nisko l'nizik. But if I didn't know offer on my own, ella bebezdin, I force him to take me to bezdin. Dahainu balkarcha. Then ano mashalim ella kesef. Then I can only pay kesef. What?
Maybe he's not paying
because of no harm. That's exactly what the Shita Mekabetz asked. What kind of Rashi is this? First of all, who said I'm going to be found guilty? Maybe there was an onus. But who knows what? I don't want to pay. How much do I have to pay? Let Bezin evaluate it. Let Bezin make an assessment, and I'll gladly write a check. It's a tircha to go to Bezin. That's what Bezin's there for.
No, but say you can't give him cat food.
What? What does the Gemara mean? Kami daito kamba karcha. That means that you're allowed to go to Bezin to decide if you owe money or not.
Then you have to give him
kesef. Then it depends. Then if you lose the case, you have to write a check. Then you can give subin. But if you don't pay. Right? And then they have to come collecting after you, and they send after the. Then you're going to have to pay meitav. That's a kami daito. But after the gemar din, you're still not paying. Then you're going to have to pay meitav. If you pay right away, then you can get away with paying junk.
Inspection.
Well, I think it makes a lot more sense, no? Rashi is very difficult. A guy breaks the guy's window. How much is it worth? Maybe there's an onase. Maybe cost of... There are all these reasons why should I have to pay? You know what? Let's go to Bezin. We'll go to three Dayanim. Doesn't have to be Mumchin or anything like that. We'll go to three Dayanim. Let them hear the case. Whatever they say, I'll find by me. Maybe it's $100. Maybe it's $1,000. I don't know. So let's go to Bezin. Then Bezin says, by the way, okay, it's a okay, here, friend, here's a check. You know what? I'm allowed to give you Subin.
Even at that point.
Ah, you know, I'm refusing to pay. It calls him every day. Where's the money, you know? Then Bezin has to send out a guy to strong arm you. Then you have to be Meitav. Right? So now what was Rashi thinking? What was Rashi thinking? Right? So in the back over here, Rabbi Aryeh Leib Malin?
Yeah.
Rabbi Aryeh Leib Malin suggests as follows. He says as follows. When the Torah said, you have to pay Meitav, how do you look at that? Is Meitav a knas on the damager, or is it a benefit to the victim? In other words, $1,000 is $1,000, whether it's cat food or whether it's a $1,000 bill. It's the same $1,000. But we all know we'd rather have money than cat food. So why does the guy have to give cat food as opposed to $1,000, cash, or a diamond, which everybody would rather have that? Is it because it's a knas on the damager or a boon on the victim? He was damaged, right? Now he's left without a window for a night. You have to tell the guy, could we call the guy a whole big tircha? So we're going to make you pay the best. What's the reason? How do you look at it? So he says as follows. Shnira, Shemetav Sha'amra Torah, Eino Din Bipiro and Shal Mazik, El Luchus Gvia Shal Nizik. It's a Luchus to the Nizik. Sheyachal Ligvos Min HaMetav. He is allowed to get the best. Lefikach, therefore, kishahamazik ba upro me'atzmo eschovo, when I'm volunteering to pay it back without going to Beis Din, says Rashi, lo yehu kilefroa kiritzono afilu shalomi meitav. I'm giving it on my own. You don't get that benefit. Why not? Not sure why not. And the Shita B'Kabet says, hold, what are you talking about? Even after the zechiv to pay Beis Din, if you come to pay by... Now is even more makel. Even after you already been down on you, if you're going to be a mensch and pay up right away, that benefit that the nizik gets doesn't apply. Why? Because you're being a mensch. The whole question was, how far of a mensch do you have to be? So Rashi says you're going to give him a check right off the bat. You do that, there's no benefit to the nizik. Shita B'Kabet says, no, you're allowed to go to Bezin first, see how much you owe. If you owe, how much you owe. Right? Well, how much is it? How much was the damage? Go to Bezin and do that. Once you do that, the benefit that the nizik gets doesn't kick in yet. It only kicks in if you don't want to pay. That's how he tries to make a suggestion what's going on here between Rashi and Shita B'Kabet. No?
It keeps going back to yesterday, what we were talking about.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a shot there, I said that's a case that doesn't make much sense. Because if you want to say you pay the maintenance, so what's the value of your shot there?
Right.
The value of your shot there is the $100 worth of crop that you bring to market and sell.
Right.
So now I'm going to pay you. So we were talking about...
Right, we were talking about yesterday, so I'm not sure
but
that.
Let's say the window now.
Right.
So if I give you cash, then you don't care, because then you can go and get the window pane. If I give you a window pane, or if I get my window guy to come fix it, then that's good also.
Right.
But if I give you cat food, I'm going to have to go to market and sell that cat food.
Right,
so
I know.
So that's a kirchum for the nizak.
Ah, so that's exactly... You're agreeing with Rabbi Leib.
Yeah.
You agree with him. That's exactly what he's saying. That's
like,
it.
Cash already is like, okay, you can do that with the money. You want to repair the window? Fine. You know what? You're getting the value of this window. If you want to repair it exactly the way it was, you can do it.
Right.
But now you're getting the cat food. You don't have to make him go to the cat food market.
Right. You have to go to eBay and sell the cat food. Right. I agree with you. So that's exactly what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying, if you pay right away, the guy has to go to eBay and sell the cat food. If you don't pay right away, then you have to give him cash. You have to give him Meitav. That's exactly what Rashi's saying. Shita B'Kabet is even more makel. Even after you go to Bezin, you can still give him the cat food. Why? Because the benefit of getting Meitav didn't kick in yet. Ah, you damaged him? That's what Torah says. What can I tell you?
Trying to encourage people to be
eventually. Right. By encouraging people, you're going to ruin them. You're going to ruin it. Because okay? People are going to give junk. They're going to go through the house. But it's like a yard sale. Ah, I'll give him this junk. Right, let him go sell it. Right? I hear you. Okay. Amar Ula Breder of Eloi. Dekanami. You can even prove that it's true that this is the machlokes, this is the distinction between Shavah Kesef and Meitav, whether or not it's Midaita or not, however you learn Rashi or Shita. Dechsiv, Yishalim, it says Yishalim, which implies Baal Karcha, against his will. Amalei Abaye, that's not true. Miktiv Yishulam, meaning he has to pay. No, Yishalim Tiv. Midaito Mashma. It's Mashma Midaito. El Amar Abaye. Abaye says, no. This whole suggestion, your distinction is not a distinction. You know what's the good distinction between Shava Kesef and Kesef? Kidimar. Like Rabba head. This is very complicated. We're going to do it as simple as possible. Ditanya. We learned in a Braisa. Hareisha Hayulo Batim Sados Ukramim. A guy's got fields. But the Einam Moti Lamochron. He can't sell them. Nobody wants to buy them. And therefore, you don't have any money. All your money is tied up in real estate. Your mamas don't have any $2 in your wallet. You have thousands of dollars in real estate, but you can't sell it. You know what? Machil and also Meiser Ani, ad mechsa. You're allowed to get Meiser money. You're allowed to get Meiser Ani. You can go to the Kupa and say, you're coming in this fancy suit. You have a lot of real estate, but you don't have two nickels to rub together. So you come to the Kupa and say, I want supper. They have to give you ad mechsa, up to half. What does up to half mean? So Rashi explains that you're not allowed to get from the Kupa if you have 200 zuz. 200 ma, whatever. 200 zuz. If you have 200 zuz of liquid money, you're not entitled to the Kupa. If you have 199, you can even get 1,000 zuz from the Kupa. The cutoff is 200. Here we're saying you don't have anything. You have less than 200. But your land is worth more than 200. But you can't sell it. So you're allowed to get 100 zuz of tzedakah. Half. Half. Where'd that half come from? The Gemara will say in a minute. So the Havi Bamar, Rava asked on this Mishnah, what's going on here? Ihu's al arasa de kuli alma, if the market is so bad, nobody's buying any land, vididei nami zal bahadaihu, and yours also no one wants to buy, then I feel a tumanami lifts away. Then why can't he get more than 100? The hazal de kuli alma nami. His land is cheap, he's not, the whole world is in a depression. So no one can sell their land. So why should I be stuck to only get 100? I'm amish and honey. I have real estate. No one's buying anything. Why should I be chained only half? Why? And if Ella, it must be the Okir Adaite de Kuleyama. No, the market's not depressed. Everybody else is buying and selling like it's the glory days. What's pshat? Everybody knows that you're hard pressed for cash, so they're waiting for you to lower your price. They know you need the money. He's asking X for that. He needs the money so badly. It's only a matter of time if he's going to drop the price. If that's true, Ella the Yukir Adaite the Kuliyama. Everybody else has money. Vididei, but you, ID the oil Vinafik Azuze, because everybody knows you need the cash. Zal Are, your prices are going down. Nobody wants to buy your land because they're waiting for the prices to go down. Then Afilu Purta Namilo Lifsile. You shouldn't even be entitled to less. You shouldn't be entitled to anything. Why? Because you own 200 zuz worth of land. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Share Shavos Karkaos of Masayim Zuz. Your money's worth 200 zuz. Asks the Meiri, the Rajma, they all ask, why should you be damaged because you need money? Why should you be hurt because you need money? Listen, some people in the world need cash. Why should that make them not an honey? They want to hold out for the best price possible. What's going on? Nobody's buying. Why is someone buying? Because everybody knows they need the money. They're waiting for the price to drop. Why should that make you not an honey? Why should it harm you? Huh? You have to lower your price. Yeah, it's supply and demand. Exactly. Okay. V'omar mar. And Rabba answered, Rama Rabba Alei, Rabba, so this is a very funny case. So to explain the case, Rabba says as follows. Now, Lot Tzvicha, you know what we're talking about? The Biyomi Nisan, in the Nisan, in the springtime, Yikra Arasa, the land is worth more. Why? Because you have a whole season ahead of you in which to plant and in which to harvest. So that's very exciting. So the prices always go up in the spring. Ubiyome Tishrei Zol Arasa, in Tishrei, the prices go down in the fall. Why? Because all the thing you have ahead of you is a winter. So you're going to sit for 6 months with this land doing nothing till the spring. So why would I buy now? I'll wait till the spring. So it's a fluctuation. In the spring, the prices are worth more. In the winter, they're worth less. Same thing with houses. Yeah, same thing. It makes sense. The prices go up when you can get more benefit out of it. No question about it. But over here, The Kuli Alma Natri Ad Nisan. So nobody who would sell or buy in the middle of the winter? Nobody. We'd have to wait till the spring anyway. But so the Kuli Alma Natri Ad Nisan Umazadni. Everybody waits till Nisan. Everybody waits till Nisan to buy. But the high, but you, this guy,
to sell.
Everyone waits till Nisan to sell and to buy. Right? Everyone waits. But the high, but you, since you need the cash, you're very hard pressed for cash. Zavin kidahashta. You're going to sell it now in Tishrei. Nobody buys in Tishrei. Ad pal, but urchaihu lemezal tve. So people will reduce the price up to a half. Tve, more than a half. Lav urchai lemezal. No one's going down more than a half. Explains Rashi. So you're not an oni, you're not an ashir. Right? Since you're stuck in the middle, we give you the oni of a middle. We give you 100 zuz. Right? You're not an ashir. You're not an oni. You're neither of them. What are you? What? What are you? You're a cash flow problem. You have a cash flow problem. So because of that issue, you get half. Says the Gemara, V'hachanami gabi nezikin dine be'idiyas. The same thing will be regarding idiots. If this damage done in... When's the damage done now? The damage is done in... What? When was the damage done? The damage was done in Tishrei. Right?
Yes.
The damage was done in Tishrei. Right? So right now, you're going to give him idiots. You have to give him idiots. You're going to give him idiots of Tishrei, which is not worth that much. So, v'hachanami gabi nezikin dinei be'idiots. Now, the guy, the victim, I don't want land now in the middle of the winter. So, v'i amalei, if the victim says to the mazik, ihu havli beninis tve porta, I'd rather take beninis but a smaller amount. I'd rather take better, but it's smaller, but it's better. Maybe it'll be later in Nisan. That's fine. Amalei, the mazik is allowed to say back to the nizik, I shakalta kedinach shakal kahashta. If you want, I'll have to give you idiyos of right now. That's the halacha. And you're gonna lose because it's the winter. The I lo shakil, if you don't want to, then kiyukra dilakaime. I will pay you back. I'll pay you back now what it will be worth in Nisan. In other words, I'm gonna get better at the end of the bargain. Because I'm gonna get Nisan prices in Tishrei. Nobody gets that. I'm gonna get the good prices right now. You want Bain in this? Fine. But I'm on the Nisan prices. That's the difference between Meitav and Shava Kesef. Those are the two things. You have the right to say that. That's the answer to the Stira. Says the Gemara, that can't be the answer. Maskif la Rav Acha bar Yaakov, im kein, if that's true, horas kochad shel nizakin. You're ruining a nizak, etzel beinus v'ziburis, concerning beinus and ziburis. The Rachmana Omar, mimetav. The Torah says, you have to give him the best. V'ata marta, mibeinus v'ziburis namilo. And what, he can't get the best? He can't get less than the best? He's offering to take less than the best. No, I'm not letting you. Why not letting him? I'm forcing you. That can't be. That can't be pshat. Ella, Amar of Acher bar Yaakov. So, by the way, we're not going to have an answer to the steer until we get to the thing about the metalzah. So, how do we explain Ella? So, the Gemara has a whole new thing now. Ella, Amar of Acher bar Yaakov. E ikul de muye. If you want to compare the case of an oni, so now we're getting off the topic of the zikin, but you want to compare the case of an oni to a case of real life. Right, where the guys are, with the Tishrei, with the Oni, getting a half, I'll tell you what you can compare it to. You can compare it to the following case. You can compare it to a Bal Chov. Right, what happened? You borrowed money. Now you owe money back to the guy. You don't have cash. So you're going to give him land. The halacha we said was, Minatori you can give Ziburis. We want to encourage lending, so we require you to give Beninus. So the Gemara says as follows. Dine Bebeninus. Really, you have to pay back Beninus. The E Amale, and if the lender says, Havli Ziburi is Tve Porta, I'd prefer a larger Zeburius. Rashi says maybe it's adjacent to his other land. So you'd rather have Zeburius. So I'd rather have a larger Zeburius. I'm willing to be Mochel. Amalei, the lender, the borrower could say, E shaklis kedinach, shaklis kedahashta. If you want it, what I owe you right now, the bainin is, very good. The E lo shakil, and if you're not going to take the bainin right now, kyukur dilakaime, you're going to have to take the Zeburius at the Nissan prices. Right? Which would mean that I benefit because I'm giving him less. Right? So the Gemara says, and that's the difference between, and that's how we compare the case of an Ani. He's not an Ani, he's not an Ashir, it's a Tishrei, it's an Ethan, so we're going to say he's in the middle. So too over here, you guys like in the middle. You want it, the bad stuff, I'll get the right now. If you want the good stuff, the bad stuff, you have to wait till Nissan, when I'm going to get better money out of it. So, Maskifla Rav Acha Barei Dervika, Im Kain, Nalas Dallas Pesnei Lovin, you're going to discourage people to lend money, because they're not going to have to get Jason Fields at good prices, so why should you lend money? That can't be pshat. The Amalei Ilu Havili Zuzi Have Shachle Kedahashta. Had I had the money cash sitting in my house under my mattress, I could buy the Zeburis right now at the Zeburis prices. Hashta the Zuzi Gabach. Now I lend you money. Ishkol Kiyokra Kidele Kaime. I have to wait for Nissan to pay the Nissan prices now. I'm not lending you money anymore. So because of that reason, this can't be pshat. This can't be pshat. Ela Amar Vacha Bare De Rav Ika. You want to compare it to something? You can compare it to Ksuvas Isha, Bedamin Le, Bedamin, Madminan. You can compare it to a, you can compare it to a what? Collecting a Ksuva, right. To Ksuvas Isha, Dina Vidiburis. A Ksuvas Isha, you can pay Ziburis. When you pay the woman, you can pay the cheapest, right? The E, Amrole, and if she says, Ihi Havli Bainis Bitsir Porta, I'd prefer a smaller bain in his portion. That's what I'd prefer. Amalah, he's allowed to tell her, the husband could tell her, E shaklas kidira, shaklas kidahashta. If you want to take what you're entitled to, Zibur is, I'll give it to you right now. The E low, and if not, shaklik yokur dulakaime. I will give it to you at the decent prices. And you know what? She has to accept that. That's just similar to an ani. A guy who can't sell his land now because he's hard-pressed for cash. So he's not rich, he's not poor, he's stuck in the middle. He is able to get the kupas ani half. Because he's stuck in the middle. So too, Anisha's stuck in the middle. She can get the Zeburis right now, or she can get the Bananis, a smaller portion, but in the Nissan prices, in the more expensive prices. Those are two comparable situations. Mikal Mako Kasha. We still haven't answered our Kasha. We still have a stira between Shava Kesef and Metav. We didn't answer it. We tried to give the answer about the Nissan and the Tishrei. We rejected it, right? So we're still stuck with the question. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, here's the answer. Kol di yahiv le mi Metav, leisiv le. Whatever you give is considered Metav. Whenever you give something, give the best of it. Give the best cat food. Right? Whatever you give the best. You can't give the no-name brand from the 99-cent store. No, you have to give the best. For Metav Sadehu Ksiv. It says Metav Sadehu, no? So the Gemara says, you're right. El Kesar of Papa, Rav Huna, Brid of Yeshua, Mibeira Rav, Pershuha, here as follows. Kol Mili Metav Hu. Every item is considered Metav. Why? The E lo mezabin hacha mezabin masachrini. If there's no market for it here, there's a market for it somewhere. So metaltalin items are always called metav. There's always a market for items. Labar me'ara, except for land. Why? The leisiv lebi metav. You have to only give metav. Kiyechi de likpots ola zavina. So that it'll be very easy to sell it. Right? You damage somebody, you have to give him land. But they want land. What is he going to do with land? That guy's a businessman. He's not a farmer. Right? You're going to force him to sell it, you have to give him the best. Because when it comes to land, people are much more particular.
You would think the condo would be different also. You would think that if you say anything you can sell here, would be made up, anything you have to have here before that point, it goes to the market,
right.
Would not be made
up. Right, so because the Gemara assumes that there were a lot less items in those days. There were a lot less, what are you going to give the guy already?
There were also a lot less markets.
I understand. So
if you had a rare something
right,
on the other
right,
side of the world.
Right. Right. So since right, so what you're saying is good. So it must have been that it must have been much easier to get rid of metaltalin, and land must have been much harder. So listen, you did damage to the guy. So when it comes to metallic to live, we're going to have me easy on you. So give him whatever. Whatever it is, we'll have to get rid of it. It's no problem. Land, you have to give him only the best. Why? Because that can't be a tirchaf. People are very particular when it comes to land. They want the location, right? Everything, they're very, very particular. You have to make sure he has the best so you can sell it with ease. When it comes to metallic land, anyway, it's going to be easy. That's the assumption. Okay, we'll just do a little more. By the name of Shmuel Bar Abba Meak Ravna Mi Rabbi Abba, he asked him the following question. Kishahain Shamin, when we evaluate how much the land is worth, Bishalohain Shamin, do we evaluate it how much it's worth for this guy? How much is my field worth in my fields? I have 20 fields. I have to give him my best? Oh, Bishal Olam Hain Shamin. Or is it objectively in the community, in the world? So I can have stuff much better than what everyone else has. So I have to give him my best? Or I have to give him my best equal to whatever the best is in the world? The average best. It's average best or my best? That's the question.
That was yesterday. Is it your best or is it my best?
Oh, so I'll leave it to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that you have to give the best of the Nizik, Loti Boyalach. That's not Akasha. Why? The Amar B'Nizik Shaiminon. Because you have to give the best of the Nizik. Who cares what your best is? Right? Kiti Boyalach. The only question is, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva held Amar B'Mazik Shaiminon, who holds it's the Mazik's best. My Metav Sadehu Amar Rachmana Limute. My mate Zeo, I'm Rachmana. Limute de Nizik, O Dilma, or maybe Limute de Alma, Nami, Amalem, Nami. Right? Maybe even it excludes your the world's best. So Amale, Rachmana Amar, Metav Sadehu. The Pasuk says, Metav Sadehu, Vata Marta, Bishal Olam Hein Shamin. And you're telling me you're doing it by the world? No, your best. Aye, what if your best is better than the average best? You have to give that. Right? That's what the Gemara says. I'm going to continue this tomorrow. That's Rashi that says, no. Okay, we'll stop over here and we will resume tomorrow. Okay. Everyone have a good day.